Our head comes from this time, a year or two after Augustus became emperor. It was once part of a full-length statue that showed him as a warrior, slightly larger than life-sized. It's broken off at the neck, but otherwise the bronze is in very good condition. It's an image that in one form or another would have been familiar to hundreds of thousands of people, because statues like this were set up in cities all over the Roman Empire. This is how Augustus wanted his subjects to see him. And although every inch a Roman, he wanted them to know that he was also the equal of Alexander and heir to the legacy of Greece. The distinguished Roman historian Susan Walker explains what's going on.
When he had become master of the Mediterranean world and took the name Augustus, he really needed to find a new image. And he really couldn't copy Caesar's image because Caesar looked like a crusty old Roman. He had a real warts and all portrait, very thin and scraggy and bald and very austere, very much in the manner of traditional Roman portraiture. So that image had become a little bit discredited. And in any case, Augustus, as he now was setting up an entirely new political system. So he needed to have a new image to go with it. And having assumed this image when he was still in his 30s, he stayed with it until he died, aged 76. So there's no suggestion in his portraits, even any subtle suggestion, such as we see in the portraits of our Queen, for example, of any aging process at all.